Hi, folks. Keith here with the TV episode Movies and a Meal. And today I'm taking a look at the new Paramount Showtime limited series, The Gentleman in Moscow. When I saw this one was coming up, I was filled with a mix of hope and dread. Hope because it's based on one of my favorite novels by Amor Towles, and dread because I had doubts they could really do it justice. While fans of the book have nothing to worry about, because the series created by Ben Vanstone really does it justice and more, exceeding all my expectations. It certainly helps that on top you have a reunion of Ewan McGregor and Mary Elizabeth Winstead, and for something much better than that Birds of Prey movie. But before I dive deeper into the all-around great cast, what is The Gentleman in Moscow all about? Well, the novel and series focus on Count Alexander Rostov, played in the series by McGregor with all the wily charm the role requires. As the story opens, the Russian Revolution is beginning too, and Rostov is on trial as a member of the now-reviled aristocracy. Spared by a revolutionary poem attributed to him, instead of being put to death, he's put under house arrest in Moscow's glamorous hotel metropole. From that basic premise, Towles in the book and Vanstone and his team create a truly magical world in the metropole, almost on a par with Wes Anderson's Grand Budapest Hotel. It's a world full of colorful characters that Count Rostov encounters as he's trapped in the hotel, makes it really his own adventure as he spends much of his life there. Which isn't to say A Gentleman in Moscow is all fun and games. The violent and chaotic early days of the Russian Revolution, from Lenin to Stalin and beyond, are brought to vivid life in the halls of the metropole, and along the way we meet a slew of colorful characters in the deep cast. Winstead is great as usual as a Russian actress struggling to hold on to her career as the political winds keep changing. She and Rostov form a witty bond, and the two of them are great to watch together on screen once again. Also shining in the all-around talented cast are Fahinty Balogun as Rostov's childhood friend Mishka, now himself a member of the revolution, and Alexa Goodall as Nina, who the Count befriends when she is a young girl and knows throughout her life. I'm halfway through the 8-part series that wraps up Friday, and even though I know from the novel, I can't wait to see how this all ends up. So that's it for this week. As always, you can catch us at moviesandameal.com and moviesandameal on x/Twitter. And do give us a listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks for listening.